Hey, this is Diana Zilli, and I have a question for you. Do you shit on yourself? Do you go around saying, I should eat healthier, I should exercise, I should stop smoking, I should get in shape, I should try to be more positive? Whenever you say the word should, it denotes that there is a not going on in the present moment. If you say, I should eat healthy, it really means that you are not eating healthy. If you say, I should exercise, it means you're not exercising. Now, if you experience too much stress and anxiety, then you are shoulding on yourself with these should statements and increasing your levels of stress and anxiety. Anxiety involves something called polarized thinking or black and white thinking. There's an analog of all good or all bad, all or nothing, perfect or failure, that's like an on-off switch. And that's actually a pretty scary place to be because it makes situations really high stakes. There's no room for error and no middle ground. For example, if you know that you can't be perfect at something, then you don't want to try doing it because otherwise you see it as a failure. No one wants to be a failure. That's that perfectionism dynamic where it's, I have to be perfect or else I'll be a failure. Finding the middle is the safe place to go. Reality is the antidote to anxiety. The middle is the place where there is room for error, room for not being perfect, which is reality. No one's perfect. Let's go back to that broad statement, I should eat healthy. What does it really mean to eat healthy? What is an example of what that means in your life? Does that mean eating breakfast? Does that mean packing your lunch for work? Does that mean eating an apple during a break instead of eating a candy bar? Or with exercise, does that mean just getting started with exercising 3 times a week? Does it mean doing something for just 5 minutes? Sometimes people think they need an entire hour to work out and become drenched in sweat, and if they don't have time for that, then they do nothing. They become trapped in these constraining thoughts that lead them nowhere. When you can identify a realistic thing you can do, then keep it small and simple. Do it and keep doing it until it becomes a habit. Then just add on to it. Each positive step that you take helps you reach your goals. You have to identify your goals clearly, define them, operationalize them, and make them attainable. Keep it real. So when you find that you're shooting on yourself, just take a break and jot down what it is you do want as clearly as possible. Ask a friend or a loved one to help you define these goals and perhaps help you to achieve them. Everyone needs support and encouragement. And most of all, start having fun with it. Play with different ideas and see what feels right to you. Give yourself the freedom to try different things. So stop shooting on yourself, start having some fun, and say yes to enjoying your life. This is Diana Zilli with DianaZilli.com. Please go visit my website and have a great day.